This is the way. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in a year. This is episode number 233, and I'm Steve Webb. I happen to be your host, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Our reading today is John chapters 3 and 4, after which I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we read your word today, please make it find a place in our hearts. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get started. John chapter 3. There was a man named Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees. He was an important Jewish leader. One night he came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we know that you are a teacher sent from God. No one can do these miraculous signs that you do unless they have God's help." Jesus answered, "I assure you, everyone must be born again. Anyone who is not born again cannot be in God's kingdom." Nicodemus said, "How can a man who is already old be born again? Can he go back into his mother's womb and be born a second time?" Jesus answered, "Believe me when I say that everyone must be born from water and the Spirit. Anyone who is not born from water and the Spirit cannot enter God's kingdom. The only life people get from their human parents is physical, but the new life that the Spirit gives a person is spiritual. Don't be surprised that I told you you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants to. You hear it, but you don't know where it is coming from or where it is going. It is the same with everyone who is born from the Spirit." Nicodemus asked, "How is all this possible?" Jesus said, "You are an important teacher of Israel, and you still don't understand these things? The truth is, we talk about what we know. We tell about what we have seen. But you people don't accept what we tell you. I've told you about things here on earth, but you do not believe me. So I'm sure that you will not believe me if I tell you about heavenly things. The only one who has ever gone up to heaven is the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. Moses lifted up the snake in the desert. It is the same with the Son of Man. He must be lifted up too. Then everyone who believes in him can have eternal life. Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him would not be lost, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world. He did not send him to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. People who believe in God's Son are not judged guilty, but people who do not believe are already judged because they have not believed in God's only Son. They are judged by this fact: the light has come into the world, but they did not want light. They wanted darkness because they were doing evil things. Everyone who does evil hates the light. They will not come into the light because the light will show all the bad things they have done. But anyone who follows the true way comes to the light. Then the light will show that whatever they have done was done through God." After this, Jesus and his followers went into the area of Judea. There he stayed with his followers and baptized people. John was also baptizing people in Enon, a place near Salem, with plenty of water. People were going there to be baptized. This was before John was put in prison. Some of John's followers had an argument with another Jew about religious washing. Then they came to John and said, "Teacher, remember the man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan River? He is the one you were telling everyone about. He is also baptizing people, and many are going to him." John answered, "A person can receive only what God gives. You yourselves heard me say, 'I am not the Messiah. I am only the one God sent to prepare the way for him.' The bride always belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who helps the bridegroom just waits and listens. He is happy just to hear the bridegroom talk. That's how I feel now. I am so happy that he is here. He must become more and more important, and I must become less important. The one who comes from above is greater than all others. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth. He talks about things that are on the earth. But the one who comes from heaven is greater than all others. He tells what he has seen and heard, but people don't accept what he says. Whoever accepts what he says has given proof that God speaks the truth. God sent him, and he tells people what God says. God gives him the Spirit fully, The Father loves the Son and has given him power over everything. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but those who do not obey the Son will never have that life. They cannot get away from God's anger. John chapter 4. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?" For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come see a man who told me all the things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Therefore the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'There are still 4 months, and then comes the harvest'? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have not entered into their labors." And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Now after 2 days he departed from there and went to Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also had gone to the feast. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. This again is the second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. Beloved, let's look at John chapter 4, verses 35 through 38, which said, "Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they're already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and the other reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors." Well, the phrase, "there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest," was a proverb in Jesus' time. It meant, "What's your hurry? There's plenty of time." Well, Jesus didn't want the disciples to have that attitude. He wanted them to see that time is of the essence. You never know when someone's last day on earth will be, beloved. Today is the day of salvation. No one is guaranteed tomorrow. Jesus said, "Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest." White for harvest was a sign that the wheat is ready to be harvested. As I look at what's happening around the country and around the world, I see signs that people are looking for answers. Politicians don't have answers. So-called health experts don't have answers. There's no answers at the bottom of a bottle, in a syringe, or in a joint. There are no answers that satisfy outside of God. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus is the answer. Have you seen the show on Disney Plus called The Mandalorian? He's made the phrase, "This is the way," famous. Sorry, but he does not have the way. Jesus is the way. The field is white unto harvest, beloved. As the seasons and the weather bring the wheat into being ready for harvest, the conditions in our world are making people ready to hear the gospel. Jesus is the answer for people looking for meaning and stability. We're living in conditions that just over a year ago no one could have predicted, aren't we? Lockdowns, social distancing, masks, you can't visit loved ones in the hospital, schools are closed, suicides are at record levels. On and on it goes, and we don't know when life will ever get back to normal. Well, guess what? God was not taken by surprise. And Jesus can still be closer than a brother. Even in the midst of chaos and despair, Jesus' promise holds true. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Don't you think people are ready to hear these promises? Of course they are. They need the assurance that there is one who is there. As David said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." There has never been a better time to bring the message of salvation. Today is the day. The fields are ready for harvest. Let's get busy. Let's share the gospel. They tell us, wear a mask and save a life. I say, share the gospel and save a soul. What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Have you told a friend about the podcast? That's the very best way to grow the audience and help more people to get more of God's Word in their life. Tell them to go to bible.lifespringmedia.com or help them to subscribe on their device. To find out what Bible translation I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 223. Our reading tomorrow will be 1 Timothy 1 through 3. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.